Unit 8 Test, Part B, Audio 1.
My name's Stephen, and I'm going to talk to you about food banks. I'd like to start off by telling you that dependence on them has increased considerably in the last few years. However, the evidence suggests that the number of people living in poverty has remained about the same. So why are more people using food banks? One explanation is that nowadays more children live in poverty and parents don't want them to go hungry. Another important point is that some working people also live on the edge of poverty. Unfortunately, they have little money left for food after they've paid their bills. At this point, I'd like to tell you about how food banks started in Britain. So, the first one was set up by a couple called Paddy and Carol Henderson back in 2000. They'd been helping homeless children in Bulgaria before realising that hunger was also a problem in the UK. They set up their first food bank in Salisbury, where they distributed food parcels to people in need. Before long, it was clear that there was a need for food banks in other areas. Since then, the Hendersons have established a network of more than 1,200 food banks across the country. I first got involved about 3 years ago, after seeing the difficulties faced by some members of my community. At that time, there were several food banks in the city, but none of them were nearby. If someone from my neighbourhood wanted to get there, they'd have to take public transport, which they couldn't afford. After a meeting in the community hall to discuss the problem, a group of us decided to set up our own food bank. We asked local shops for food donations, and we were pleased with the response. However, the main issue was finding somewhere to keep the food. We must have spoken to dozens of people, but no one offered to help. Eventually, a local mechanic let us use his garage so we could get the project going. Now there are 10 of us volunteering, so we collect and organise the food before delivering it to our clients' doors. We must be helping about 80 families a week at the moment, so we're pretty busy. We learnt that organising a food bank can be quite complicated. So, if you'd like to have a go, there are various things to consider. Firstly, you need to find somewhere to store the food and decide what you can keep there. Provided you can find somewhere dry with shelves, you can get started with tinned products and dry goods. However, you won't be able to keep fresh products unless you have a refrigerator. You should also talk to your clients to find out their needs. For instance, some clients might follow a special diet, which you'll need to take into account. Lastly, you'll have to work out how to distribute the food. If you've got access to a vehicle, you can use that. Otherwise, you'll need to organise a collection point, such as a school or a local shop. I'd like to finish by saying that setting up a food bank can be very rewarding. On the one hand, you're providing a valuable service to your community and helping people who really need it. On the other hand, you learn organisational and interpersonal skills, which benefit your own personal development. I can't recommend it highly enough.